Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Double Z, what was it like to be there on a night of debuts?
It was electric. You didn't know it at the beginning of the night because you didn't know if Brandon Hughes or Christopher Morel would get into the game. And remember, the Cubs had the big fourth inning in which they took advantage of a couple of defensive miscues by the Pirates and busted out with five runs, blew the game open for the second consecutive night. And then in the sixth inning, Daniel Norris, the reliable lefty reliever, has to leave after one out with an Achilles injury, which the Cubs are calling day-to-day. So Brandon Hughes gets summoned. A few hours before when he was called up, there weren't many Cub fans who even knew this guy existed. Then he's out there on the mound, and the backstory for Hughes, lefty reliever, originally drafted out of Michigan State as an outfielder, but he wasn't a very good outfielder, so the Cubs basically told him either you switch and become a pitcher or there goes your career with the Cubs. He decided to listen to them, as anyone in that situation likely would. He became a pitcher, went into the pitch lab, has a good fastball, a terrific slider, and got the call up and comes into the game. You know, they give you as much time as you need to warm up when you come in for an injured pitcher. And he just lit it up, struck out five of the six batters he faced. And that's huge. Just that right there would have been awesome. And then you have Christopher Morel coming in the eighth inning as a pinch hitter. And this guy's an ultra-confident guy. You can see it when you talk to him. You can hear it in the sound bites, I'm sure, after the game. He's someone that has felt he belongs in the big leagues for a while. Finally gets the call, gets the opportunity last night, tells Wilson Contreras in the dugout before he steps into the box, I'm going deep. And what do you know? He goes deep. Just an unbelievable night. And Wrigley is the kind of stage when there's something dramatic that happens that just makes something seem even more special than it is. And that was the situation last night.
Yeah, it's so weird, too, because yesterday when I had Rossi on, he was talking about Wilson's first home run that he hit. So to have that like confluence of being told, yeah, I'm getting ready to go my first at bat, and I'm about to hit this ball out of the ballpark. Seeing Contreras' reaction where he's got the gear on and he's jumping up outside of the dugout was awesome.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that's why you saw the whole dugout, even before Morel went deep. If you were watching the game, you must have seen the entire Cubs dugout all on the first step kind of watching because they know how confident Morel is, that swagger that he's got. And, yeah, for that to happen, when the guy said it was going to happen, and then just the way he was running around first base, it reminded me of when Mark McGwire hit his 62nd home run way back when. Remember, he missed first, has to come back and make sure he touched the bag. Same thing was happening with Morel, and it seemed as though Morel's teammates were as excited as him when he smacked the ball onto Waveland. So really, just a cool atmosphere, and the Cubs are playing their best ball of the season. They've won four in a row. You mentioned it, that they've won 6 of 8 games. They are, as we sit here today, forget the opponents that they played, but as we sit here today, no team in Major League Baseball has a longer winning streak than the Cubs with their 4 wins. And it's in large part, I think, to 2 things. One, obviously, the teams that they're playing are not as difficult as the teams that they were playing before when they had a really rough stretch of that road series in Atlanta and Milwaukee and that tough homestand where they lost all 5 games between the White Sox and the Dodgers. But they kind of recalibrated, hit the reset button when they went out to San Diego and Arizona. And it started with starting pitching. That, to me, has been the big key. We can talk about all the fun stories, but really it's the starting pitching that's enabled the Cubs offensively to do what they've done and win the 6 out of the 8. The starting pitching has an ERA of 2.37, I believe, in those 8 games. And when you get that kind of lights out starting pitching, you're going to have an opportunity to win a lot of games.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.